Essentially, this boils down to ABN AMRO is trying to complete a transaction with Barclays and trying to avoid a transaction, another transaction with a consortium of banks headed by the Royal Bank of Scotland. And it turns out that LaSalle and Bank of America are somewhat of a side issue in terms of making the transaction between Barclays and ABN look better and make it more difficult for Royal Bank of Scotland. What a tangled web we weave, huh? What this comes down to is RBS, Royal Bank of Scotland, wants the LaSalle franchise. And so in order to make ABN AMRO look less attractive to Royal Bank of Scotland, Barclays and ABN AMRO agreed to sell the LaSalle franchise to Bank of America. Basically, the RBS side of this transaction isn't RBS. It's not just the Royal Bank of Scotland. There are three banks that are involved. And what that group of three European banks has agreed to do is to divvy up ABN AMRO into three pieces. And the piece that Royal Bank of Scotland would keep, the piece that they want, is the LaSalle piece. And so essentially the only reason why Royal Bank of Scotland is involved in this is because they would like to get a hold of LaSalle. Well, that's why ABN AMRO sold LaSalle to Bank of America. Now, the remaining question is, why would ABN want the Barclays transaction rather than the Royal Bank of Scotland transaction? Because Barclays has agreed to keep ABN AMRO together after the acquisition. So with the exception of the piece that LaSalle would represent that would be owned by Bank of America, the rest of ABN AMRO would survive. And then the other concession that Barclays has made is to locate the headquarters in the Netherlands.
So is Bank of America basically a token in the midst of this big fight?
They are being used by ABN AMRO to create a poison pill to make ABN AMRO less attractive to the Royal Bank of Scotland.
And is that an okay thing with Bank of America? What
benefits? Yeah, because Bank of America really has no interest in the ABN AMRO transaction with either Barclays or Royal Bank of Scotland. They want LaSalle because they want to be bigger in Chicago. So, yeah, this doesn't work to the disadvantage of Bank of America in any way other than the fact that it calls into question whether or not that 69-page contract between ABN AMRO and Bank of America for the purchase of LaSalle by Bank of America will stand. And believe me, there are attorneys on three continents that are trying to figure out whether or not that contract has holes in it right now.
And what happens if there are holes and Bank of America loses out?
Then Bank of America has to find another way to get big in Chicago.
Now, let's shift gears to the move that Gaston County made, which was to officially open an account with Wachovia.
Wachovia, yeah.
And dump Bank of America over this possible giving of credit cards to illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Do you see any greater implications of this? Do you see any other counties, for instance, going the same way?
It will be interesting to see. You know, Bank of America has experienced some backlash from people who feel that they're facilitating illegal immigration. We've seen a certain reaction from their retail client base, but we haven't seen it so much on the commercial side of the bank or the public side of the bank. The public side of the bank would be the government side.
And how much damage would that do to the bank that is trying to be the number one bank, as you said, in the U.S.?
It will be largely nominal. If you look at what B of A is gaining, remember the Hispanic community in the United States is growing very rapidly, growing in terms of demographics, number of people, but also growing in terms of income and lifestyle, so that in a way this becomes indirect advertising for the bank in terms of being able to point to what it does for a minority community in the United States. So, you've got to evaluate the aggregate picture, and what they're gaining completely offsets what they're losing in terms of people who are offended by their behavior.
Is it fair to say that it even more than offsets it?
Oh, yeah. Given the rise in stature and the rising income of the Hispanic community in the United States, remember, Bank of America isn't just in North Carolina. They're also the largest bank on the West Coast. On the West Coast, the Hispanic community is huge.